This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about the Lenawee Youth Council and a lot of work that they've been doing here recently, too. So we're going to be talking about that and, of course, more about what the Lenawee Youth Council is all about. Happy to have on the program from the Lenawee Community Foundation, the Vice President and Director of Programs, Paula Trettman.
Hi, Dale. Thank you for having me.
We also have with us one of the members from the Lenawee Youth Council, Zoe Ostermeyer. And Zoe goes to the JCLISD Academy. Zoe, it's good to have you on the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's good to have you here. First off, let's just remind the listeners what the Lenawee Youth Council is.
It is a group of young people from Lenawee County who just want to make a difference. So these young people, ages 12 to 21, typically 12 to 18, come together twice a month. We meet on the second and fourth Monday every month from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Lenawee Community Foundation office. And they're just kids who want to get together and make a difference. And they really lead the process of activities and things we have going up.
And Zoe, how long have you been with the Youth Council?
I've been on the council for about a year and a half now.
Okay. What was the reason for you wanting to join?
I wanted to impact my community in a way that was really beneficial and help other young people like me who just need a little bit of extra support and also find some volunteer projects that I can help out more.
And also looks good on a resume too, doesn't it, Zoe? Yeah, let's be real. I mean, it really does. And you know, and this is a good way of being able to do it, Paula.
It is, and it's a good way to build up your scholarship application as well, and skills that maybe you didn't have or you already have and you want to hone in on. Mm-hmm. At the pleasure of the kids who are involved, right? So if they want to do something, we're going to figure out a way to do it, or maybe it's not something we can do, but we go down the path and try to figure it
sure,
out.
Sure, sure, absolutely. So, I mean, how has it been being on the Youth Council so far then, Zoe?
It's been amazing. I've had so much fun. We do so much volunteer work, and I absolutely love volunteering, so it's perfect. We give back to those in need, and we get to help our community out in so many different ways.
That's a good lead-in to what we're going to be talking about the grants that have just been awarded recently. And this is something that I think is really neat for the Youth Council members to go through, Paula, because what you're doing is that you're taking money to be granted to the nonprofits, right?
They are. In 1997, community leaders came together and created an endowment for the Lenawee Youth Council. It's our Kellogg Youth Fund.
Yeah.
And $1 million was put into this fund in 1997. And at the end of 2023, the young people have given back more than $1 million in grants and programs. So we just spend the interest. So that $1 million is still in the bank earning interest, and the kids who are always 18 to 21. I am not. Get to make out those grants, and it's amazing. So we've had young people since 1997 making grants to our community.
Let's talk about that process. I'm sure you were involved in that, right, Zoe?
Yep.
Yeah. How is that to go through?
It's really interesting because reading and giving grants is not something that you get to do that often
right.
in day-to-day life. And so being able to go through the process of reading the proposals and making those decisions, it's just such an interesting thing to do.
And knowing that how much of it's going to be of an impact on those organizations too, right, Zoe?
Yes, I've seen our logo on different signs saying that we've helped them by giving them money. And it's so interesting because you can see the direct impact that it makes.
And what you're doing with this grant money is it's for those type of programs that does affect youth. Am I correct on that?
Yes. So things like the Adrian Center for the Arts, the Adrian Public Schools, the Adrian Symphony Orchestra, the Boys and Girls Club, things like that where they directly impact the youth of our community.
Let's run down the list of the other organizations that receive grants too, Zoe.
So in total, we have the Adrian Center for the Arts, Adrian District Library, Adrian Public Schools, Adrian Symphony Orchestra, Ahimsa Safe Haven, Boys and Girls Club of Lenawee, Catholic Charities of Jackson, Lenawee, and Hillsdale Counties, Housing Help of Lenawee, Kiwanis Club of Hudson, Lenawee Imagination Library, and the Health, Happiness, and Hope Fund.
How is it, and I know I alluded to this earlier when I asked this, Zoe, but that you as a group had to decide where this money went to. And I bet there were some hefty discussions going on.
Yeah, so everyone sends in a proposal And we get to read through all of them, have a discussion about what we think about them, if we think that they're more beneficial or less beneficial. Obviously, everything's important, but there's only so much money.
Sure.
And so we make the very difficult decision at times to give money to some programs and not to others, just in ways that we think it will benefit the most people.
I like that. And I like that way of thinking, too. You know, everybody, there's a great need out there for everybody, right, Zoe?
Of course.
Yeah, but you need to go and see what the greater impact that it's going to be with the money that you're granting.
Yes, it's always a difficult decision to not give somebody money or to give them less money. But at the end of the day, we want to help as many people as possible in as many ways as possible. And so we look at the amount of people impacted and what they're exactly going to do with the money, and we make those decisions based on that.
And overall, at the end of the grant process, you got to be feeling pretty good about it, Zoe.
Yeah, you walk away from the last grant meeting just knowing that you've done something really good for your community, and it's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I think this is really amazing, Paula, because of the fact, as we mentioned earlier, is that the Lenawee Youth Council members get to make the decisions. And this is really something that is good skills to be able to obtain doing something like this.
It is. They have to negotiate. I don't know that that's the right word. Convince, you know, talk about, advocate for the programs that they love and the dollars, right? We have a limited budget and it's amazing and it's hard. And I will tell you that the young people are the toughest people to get money from compared to adults, right? Because the adults, not that we're not nice people, but you'll think, oh, I love Dale Gardner and he works with this program. Maybe, you know, you're bringing some things to the table that maybe aren't in the paperwork in front of you.
Yeah.
And where the kids might love, you know, the library or something like that, but it's their first time and they're such good stewards and just so responsible and good with the money that they have. They are trying to, because they know it has to last forever, right? This endowment's going to last forever.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the future, if they have children, we have a second generation, that's how I should say that word, who've joined us, Kai, and his mom was a youth council kid and she's a grown up now, just so you know.
Yeah.
But she's still a kid to me.
Yeah.
So, but it's good that we want these monies to last forever so that there's always whatever is important to young people in Lenawee County is always being served no matter the year.
And I think this is wonderful. And this really shows with the Lenawee Youth Council some really great things that youth in Lenawee County are doing, Zoe.
Yes. You get to see so many different organizations some of these I've never even heard of. And you get to see all the different ways that they're benefiting youth in ways that I hadn't even considered. And being able to fund those programs is just so rewarding.
And you bring up such a good point, too, because at your age, there are a lot of the organizations you're just not aware of because you've not had contact or anything with it to know what these organizations are about. What a great way to learn about them, too.
You get to read their own proposal about what they plan on doing with all the money, and you get to see all the different ways that they're going to impact the youth of our community. And like I said, you don't even know about some of these because they do things so quietly, but they're so impactful.
Yes, yes, yeah. That's great. Great way of putting it. Doing this, what would you say to other youth here in Lenawee County about joining the Lenawee Youth Council, Zoe?
Do it. It's great. It gets you volunteer hours. It looks great on applications. And you get a lot of experience and things that you wouldn't necessarily get anywhere else. We've attended leadership camps in the past, and we get to do a bunch of volunteering, and we do the grant proposals. You have sometimes opportunities to serve on boards, and they're just experiences that you really won't find anywhere else.
Zoe serves on the Lenawee Community Foundation Board of Directors as one of our youth representatives.
Good for you, Zoe. That's got to be a great experience as well.
Yeah, it's a very official but non-intimidating thing for me to do because most people my age, I'm 16, they don't get an opportunity to serve on a legitimate board of directors in their everyday life until they're, you know, much older than that.
Sure.
So it's so interesting to be able to do that.
Yeah. So, Paula, if we can interest some young people here in Lenawee County or maybe getting their parents to say, hey, son or daughter, you may want to look into this. What's the best way of doing that?
They can call our office, and that's 263-4696, or show up for a meeting. Our meetings are second and fourth Monday of the month at the Lenawee Community Foundation office, and from 6:30 to 8 p.m., almost all of our meetings are at the office. Occasionally we have an activity. We have some activities coming up, like we're going to do the clothesline project at the end of May with the health department, and that's right out front of the health department. We're doing like a college visit on March 24th to U of M. We're learning first aid and CPR this year.
Wow.
And some other things. Like we went to the Adrian College Planetarium. You think I'd remember? Oh, we're taking a class at the Adrian Center for the Arts, too.
Oh, nice. So, nice.
Lots of things.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, so there's a lot to it, Zoe, about being a part of the Illinois Youth Council.
Yeah, not only is there really good opportunities to give back to your community, but there's also a lot of ways to better yourself. The leadership camps, the art classes, when we went to the planetarium, things like that where they just really let you shine and grow as a person as well as a helper.
Yeah. Wow. She's a good spokesperson for the Illinois Youth Council.
Gold stars all around.
Yeah. But no, I mean, it shows what you're getting out of being a member of the Illinois Youth Council by what you've been telling us here, Zoe. So, I mean, you are a good ambassador for the council.
Thank you.
Yeah, very much so. And, you know, really, you know, if youth of Illinois County, they really want to know more about the county that they live in.
Absolutely.
This is a great way of being able to do it, Paula.
It is. I think that's the best thing about us. Like Zoe had mentioned, you don't hear about programs maybe because you live in Adrian or Tecumseh, and
right.
You don't hear about the things that the Hudson Kiwanis Club is doing that the Youth Council funded. It's a great opportunity to learn. Even adults don't necessarily know. Like, I didn't know until last year when we funded them the first time about what was going on in there. And I'm an Adrian Kiwanis member. I just didn't know.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate because they're doing a great event that could be replicated in any area in Lenawee County, and
sure.
We want people to know about those things. So,
yeah.
The expansion at the Adrian District Library, buying things that are bilingual in anime, I think.
Anime,
manga.
Yeah.
Is that the right word? Manga? Thank you.
Yeah.
Not a young person anymore. So I just want to make sure, we just want to make sure Lenawee County is the best place for our young people. And we adults can't do it. We have to do it together, right?
Yeah.
Like, I can think of what I think is best, and then I pronounce it wrong. And no. So, things like that happen.
But, you know, this is also giving a reason. If they happen to, you know, for example, yourself, Zoe, if you happen to go and you go to another a higher education institution, whether it be in Arbor or if it's at, you know, Kalamazoo or wherever it may be, or maybe, you know, more further than that, knowing that, you can come back and be a part of the Lenawee County back again once you get into your career.
Yeah, we have a previous youth council member that helps out at meetings right now. And since it does go up to 21 during the summers and things, when you come back, you can always come to some meetings. And it even if you don't come back to a meeting, you take those skills anywhere you go.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And that's what's pretty awesome about the Lenawee Youth Council. Hey, I want to thank you so much for being on the program to talk about the Lenawee Youth Council and Zoe Ostermeyer, who is now going to the JCLISD Academy. Thank you so much, and thanks for doing so much with the Lenawee Youth Council and being on the Board of Directors of the Community Foundation as well.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and continued success, Zoe. Thank you so much. Paula, thank you so much as well, and keep up the great work that you're doing with the Lenawee Youth Council.
Thank you, Dale. It's one of the best parts of my job.
There you go. All right. This has been a community conversation. I'm Dale Gardner. We'll talk again soon.